Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about what? The Fountain of Truth about aging. And, you know, we talk about not being older longer without longevity, but being middle-aged longer. And what happens usually in middle age is that we're working. So is retirement today something that is old hat? A lot of people have called retirement rehirement. Are you looking for a second career? Are you looking to just downsize a little bit or downscale in the career that you have? Are you looking to give back to the world with the work and the skills that you have? Well, it's not so easy. You could say yes to all of those things, but then what do you do next? Well, I'm going to tell you what you do next. You go and you listen to our next guest, Nancy Collamer, and she is the founder of MyLifestyleCareer.com. Going to be hearing a lot about that particular website, because this is a case where the website really can change your life. It's not just informational. It's very, very proactive with newsletters, an ebook, the kind of thing that you want to get you started thinking in the right direction. If you're a little bit afraid of your retirement, or if you've retired and you want to get back and re-engaged into a world where you're making real contribution. Nancy is also the author of Second Act Careers, and one of my best favorite blogs, PBS's Next Avenue. She's a blogger there, and, of course, for Forbes.com. So, Nancy, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Well, I want to, as we talked about even before the show, I want to unpack this word of semi-retirement. We talked about encore careers. You gave me a good direction on that before the show. This word rehirement is going on and going around. Is it important to label what you're doing next after retirement? Does it help the people that you coach and serve? Or is it just, you know, just words that really aren't that helpful in our everyday life of trying to make this transition?
Great question. And I think the language around this whole time period is very problematic, and it's continually changing. And so in answer to your question, I think the important thing is the discussion, not so much the terminology. For me, the way that I define semi-retirement is it's that period of time after you've left your long-time, big, full-time career, and yet you don't want to be fully retired. You still want to remain engaged and active, and that's what semi-retirement's about.
Now, you coach people. You coach people to make that transition from retirement to what you call semi-retirement. In statistically or empirically, from your experience, are most people trying to get jobs, and I mean jobs, that just take fewer hours, but they're in the same field? Are most people wanting to fulfill their life dream of going on the stage or being a writer, whatever they want to be? Who comes to you? And what are they presenting to you, as and how do you solve the issues?
So the people that come to me tend to be people that are looking to do something different. If they are simply looking to stay with their current employer but just work fewer hours, chances are they're working that out with their employer. They're not picking up the phone and calling me. So the people that I see tend to be people who say, you know what, I'm sort of done with what I did before. I have a lot of interests, and I'm trying to figure out how to channel my energy. And there are other people who come to me and say, you know what, I've been so immersed in doing this job for 30 years. At this point, I don't know what I like, and I don't know what I'm good at, and I don't know what's out there. Help. So it's a wide variety.
Yeah, and you have to kind of pull out what their skills are. You know, this show is a very optimistic show. It's called The Fountain of Truth, but most of the truths I try to bring out are positive ones. And so there's an old aphorism I like to say, but I'm going to put it to you to ask you if this is true. Here's the aphorism. You're never too old to be who you could have been. Is it true that people can come with their dream and they can reimagine it and succeed in it? Let's talk of this as a career dream. Even in their 60s and 70s and even older?
Such a great question. Absolutely love this one. And the answer is yes, with one caveat.
Yay!
And so here's the thing, and I think this is a really, really, really important point, is it's never too late to be what you would have wanted when you were younger. But you might have to adjust the dream a little. So, in other words, let's say you're that little boy who grew up always wanting to be the firefighter, and now you are 65. Well, truth of the matter is it's going to be pretty hard to become the firefighter at that point. But what I do with clients, and people can do this just themselves, is you need to take a step back and ask yourself this question. What is it about that dream that was so exciting to me? Was it being a hero and saving people? Was it being physically active and having a job where you could be outside? Was it having the camaraderie of the other firefighters in the firehouse? What is it about that dream that was so exciting? Because you can always find something that taps into those different elements and combine it into something that will work during this stage of life.
So you kind of work through your transition by getting to the core of
Absolutely. What
really lit you up.
Yep.
And let's make that our transition question for something that we didn't discuss. Let's talk for a minute about depression. We talk a lot about retirement and people getting depressed after retirement. They're either very busy, and they're busy with small things, and they kind of fill up their life with tasks again. They'll tell you, I have more to do than I did when I was working. But what are they talking about? They're talking about small little tasks that they're doing all day long, or they actually do get clinically depressed. When people come to you, and I want to repeat it again how to find you, and that is best through your website, mylifestylecareer.com. We're speaking with Nancy Kalamir. And she's the author of Second Act Careers. You can find an ebook there, a wonderful newsletter that'll keep you in touch. So there's a real resource here that we're talking about for everybody listening. But when those people actually come to you, if they come to you for coaching, I would presume that these are not depressed people. I would assume that these people haven't been that hard hit by retirement, only because usually when that happens, you don't take action. But am I wrong about that, or do some people come to you really distressed about how their retirement has played out for them?
You know, typically I see people who are in the early stages of retirement or even 1 to 2 years prior to retirement. So I normally see people within 5 years of when they choose to retire. So you're absolutely right. Generally, at that point, the idea of retirement is still pretty exciting to most folks. They have that bucket list of things that they're hoping to do. And in fact, sometimes what I say to people is, you know what? Go spend a year taking those trips and doing those things that you've always wanted to do, and then let's talk. Because there's tremendous power in just taking some time off to recharge your batteries, and then people are able to focus on what's next much more easily at that point. But you're right. I generally don't see people who've really become depressed about retirement.
Now, before we take a little bit of a break, one quick question. I'm very curious. I've never been in the corporate world myself, personally. I've always had what they call these gigs or ancillary careers or weird things, despite that I actually have a law degree. So you wouldn't think so, but it's true. Do you find the hardest nut to crack, meaning somebody who can really get their semi-retirement more easily, are folks who were, like me, very peripatetic going from one thing to another, or the hardcore corporate folks like my son, I think, is going to end up being, who just went through the corporate ladder and was successful? Who's the easiest to transition into retirement?
The people that are the easiest tend to have outside interests outside of work. So that, you know, you can have people who are in corporate America who've been active as volunteers and also have hobbies that really engage them. So it's difficult to categorize that according to corporate versus non-corporate. But that said, you do bring up a good point about corporate. I think a lot of times people, end up in these jobs that they're just sort of a cog in the wheel. They go to work every day. They don't think a whole lot about it. And so this is a whole new shift of possibilities for them. And so for them, it takes a little more adjusting.
Yeah, and for those of you who are in that, and you really can't say you can't envision your future, MyLifestyleCareer.com will help you very much. We come back. We're going to talk about some real-life examples that Nancy has encountered, some fun ones, some interesting ones, and also give you a clue as to what might be the easiest field or area of transition and how to find your own skills, how to look within to find your own skills, your own true love when it comes to your second career or semi-retirement. Don't you go anywhere.
Me not even a bit, 'cause I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate. For my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. And this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Get your pencil and paper. I have two very important websites to give you. One from our current guest, Nancy Collamer, MyLifestyleCareer.com, all written out, MyLifestyleCareer.com. There you can join her with her newsletter. It would be very important ongoing information. Look, rehirement, retirement, reimagining yourself never stops. You need somebody who's there for you over the long haul. So the newsletter is great, the ebook to start you thinking about your second career, semi-retirement, encore career, which we'll define a little bit later on. Important, very important work. And the other one, of course, is the website for this show, and that is GenerationBoldRadio.com. GenerationBoldRadio.com. Most of you already know you can go to Ask Adrienne and say a guest you would like to hear on the show, a topic. Actually, this particular guest, Nancy, is here because of your interest expressed to me in retirement and what to do after retirement. And, of course, you can always listen to all of our shows for all the past years because they're all archived there. Okay, Nancy, let us go back. We promised everybody that we would give them some ideas, some learning by example. Real cases that you've had that have just stuck in your mind or been important in advancing the careers and the retirement of the folks you were helping. Give us a couple of examples.
Sure. Well, I think one of my favorite examples from the book is a woman named Eve Young. She's actually from New Jersey. And her story is that she was primarily a stay-at-home mom, very active community volunteer. And by the way, I wrote the book in 2010. So a lot of the people that I interviewed were people who had been hit hard by the financial downturn in 2008. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in any case, Eve was somebody who her husband had his own business. Times were tough. She quickly needed to get herself back to work. And she was trying to figure out what she was going to do next. And Eve is somebody, interesting story, she's of Native American background, married to a Jewish man. And she has, and because of her personal story, has always been very, very interested both in ceremony, because that was part of her heritage growing up, and also in the whole issue of cultural differences. Anyway, happened to come across a training program to become a celebrant. What's a celebrant? Well, you've probably all heard of interfaith ministers, people who do wedding ceremonies, funerals, et cetera, for people who come from different religious faiths and cultural backgrounds. Well, there is actually a whole training program, 9-month training program, run by a place called the Celebrant Foundation. And this really spoke to Eve. And so she went through the training program, and she now officiates at weddings. And this is not just a, you know, congratulations, you're married type of thing. She really spends time with the couples, helps them figure out what type of ceremony they want. She does a lot of research to make it a really meaningful, rich ceremony. She does that. And then during the week, purely by chance, she happened to stumble upon an ad. Remember the show Ugly Betty? Happened to stumble upon an ad for that, that they were looking for acting extras. And she went to the show. She spent a day on set. Now, you don't get paid a whole lot doing that. I think she told me at the time it was about $150 a day. But it was a blast. She had so much fun. So she signed up for additional work. And here's what's so interesting. I said to her, I said, you know, Eve, you're 60. You're African-American. You've got gray hair. Was that a problem in getting this work? And she chuckled. And she said, are you kidding me? She said, do you know how many 20-something blondes there are out there looking for work? There aren't that many people who look like me doing this type of work. And there are dozens of TV shows and movie sets where they want people who look like me. So I have a continual stream of work. So I love her story because I think it's a great illustration of just keeping an open mind, keeping your opportunity antenna up, and you never know what you're going to find.
I think there's two parts to this, too. At the end of every show, we have a little saying, and I'll say it this show, get out there, kids, and make it happen. So the first thing you can see about this, about Eve, is she was very proactive. And the second is, it's a big world. We do tend, even after 60 or 70 years, to become myopic. There is so much out there, it is just unbelievable. And when we're younger and we have to stay on a path and we have the responsibilities to our children and our mortgage and all this, sometimes you have to have a very restrained lifestyle. But after retirement, the great, great part of it is the freedom you have to be who you want to be and to say yes to a lot of things that might even just pay $150, which you couldn't have done if you were working at that time. So the ability to say yes is, to me, that's what retirement is, the right, the ability to say yes. I want to pick up Nancy on a couple of things. First of all, I do want to remind everybody about Nancy's book, where you'll read some of these very inspiring and instructive stories, Second Act Careers, and her, and that's also available through her website, mylifestylecareer.com. Now, you mentioned something, though, which was the year 2008. So the listeners of my show know that I'm a financial gerontologist. I won't even bother you with what that is. But the point is, it has to do with money as you get older and how to work it. When people come to you, do they talk to you about money in the sense that they're retired but they're not financially independent and they need to make money, as this particular example was somebody who really needed to make some money? It wasn't just, you know, for the self-actualization of it all. How much does that come into the picture?
Yeah, well, you know, as you well know, the financial side of things is a very complicated issue. And so I hear about money in different ways. I also meet with people. I recently spoke with a gentleman who had sold two companies. He has plenty of money in the bank, and yet getting paid for his time is something that is still important to him, just for his own sense of self-worth. So money is, and another thing is, I've spoken with people who say, you know what, I really have enough, but the idea of having that little extra income, even if it's only doing something sort of fun that's going to generate maybe $1,000 a month, having that extra stream of income coming in as opposed to drawing down on savings is really comforting to me. So absolutely, it always is a piece of the puzzle. It's something that you have to think about.
And when we come back, we're going to think about yet something again that I get a lot of response from my listeners, and that is I promised to unpack the word encore career. You gave me some very good direction about that when we were talking off the air. I want to go back to that for the person who doesn't necessarily need money, or maybe there is even some salary in all of this or payment in all of this. Doing good in the world. We want to be volunteers. Volunteerism and voluntourism is a big word now. But what if we really want to make a semi-retirement career out of that and doing well? Well, we'll talk about that in a moment when we come back. Don't you go anywhere.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again. And this is Adrian Berg, and I'm here with Nancy Collamer. And she is the founder of MyLifestyleCareer.com, author of Second Act Careers, all of which you can find at her website, including an ebook and an important newsletter for you to sign up for. This is particularly for those folks who are pre-retirement, post-retirement, thinking about retirement, and wondering. I just recently wrote an article in a blog that I write for Bottom Line Personal, and Nancy's very familiar with Bottom Line Personal. She's a blogger for PBS Next Avenue and Bottom Line and Forbes. And Nancy, this was when there were the suicides of Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. And in a way that was, I think, elegant enough, I explained that a lot of people get extremely depressed after retirement, even though they have everything. Because sometimes there's this big door that says success, then you open it, and on the other side the sign says, what's next? And you have to answer that question. And basically what Nancy does is helps you answer that question. And for a lot of people, Nancy, the answer to that is, I want to make a contribution to the world. I don't know what it is. How can you help me? And you were explaining that there's a little bit of a label for that. Maybe it's called Encore Careers, maybe something else. But let's talk about that for a couple of minutes. How do we go about honing our skills or using our skills to make a real lasting contribution?
Yeah, it's such an important question, and it's very clear in from surveys and certainly from my discussions with people that the idea of giving back becomes even more important as people age. And I can't tell you the number of people who I've met with over the years who say to me, you know what, I've spent the last 30 years helping to market cereal. I just don't care about selling cereal anymore. I want to do something to leave the world a better place. So, of course, that begs the question, what's out there and how do you go about looking for it? Well, you mentioned Encore Careers, and technically Encore Career means it's a second act for the greater good. And I would strongly encourage the listeners to go to the website encore.org, which is an incredible resource for people over 50 who are trying to figure this out. And on the site, I mean, there's all sorts of resources, but one of my favorite parts of the site is they feature Encore stories. And it's dozens and dozens of stories of people over 50 who have figured out their answer to that question of how can I use my skills and talents to make the world a better place. And, you know, one of the things I always like to stress to people is that this doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go work for a nonprofit. I mean, that's the obvious choice, that you go work for a nonprofit organization, a place like, you know, the American Cancer Society or your local homeless shelter. And all of that is wonderful if that's what speaks to you. But what I always say to people is think about what it is, two parts to this. One, What's the issue that angers you? What keeps you up at night? What do you really feel passionately about? And two, what are the skills that you would like to use to address that issue? So give you an example of someone in my book who did this in her own business. She's someone who was an attorney, but she is also a big-time dog lover. And she absolutely didn't want to go back to being an attorney. What has she ended up doing? This is a great story. She has started a business that's called Hamilton Law and Mediation, where people come to her to settle conflicts involving their pets. So think about it. Couples getting divorced, their most prized possession is the dog. The courts don't want to deal with it. They go to her. She helps them work that out. That was a topic she felt passionately about, helping families with those types of situations and helping the animals, and she's built a very successful business around it. So in the book, on my website, I have different stories about this. As I said, Encore.org also has some great stories. Think about where your gifts lie. Think about the problems you want to solve and where's the intersection of those two.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you a very personal story very quickly, and then I want to go on to something that we also talked about, and I don't want to miss it, and that is the myths about semi-retirement that we still harbor. I'll give you a very, very quick example of what you're talking about. I am not retired. I have a blog and, of course, a radio show, but I'm also a financial gerontologist, and there's something I love more than anything else, and it's interior design. But it was not something that was done. You didn't go into that when I was a kid. Just not done. But all my life I have been doing this, personally. So as a financial gerontologist, the number one thing that you learn about is health care, its costs, and what's efficient and what isn't efficient. And now they have something called the healing space. So I'm going back to school, too. And that is for my career in healthcare design. Puts them both together. Now, you're right. I could not become an interior designer now. It would be impossible for me to start a business of any meaning at my age. But because I'm already in the field and because I have that love for it and because I feel that it's a contribution to the world, it really does help people heal in a built environment, not in a touchy-feely way, which I have no skill in. I could do that, but I want everybody to know it took me 6 years to figure it out. This is maybe with Nancy, it would take me a couple hours, but it took me all this time to figure it out. And it is something that can be done part-time, full-time, with other work and so on. But I wanted to tell you that as an inspiration.
I think that's now fabulous example.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real example. So here's the point, though. There are myths about this. One might be that everybody's doing it, or you can't do it, or, you know, it's only for people with money. Tell us some of the myths that you'd like to bust when it comes to semi-retirement.
Yeah, so I'm going to challenge something you just said, which is if someone came to me, they could figure it out in a couple of hours. And
okay.
I don't want to oversell what I can do for people. The fact of the matter is, and you know this from your own personal journey, is that what I can help people do is I can help them become really clear on what their motivating skills and interests and what lights them up. I can help them do that. I can help them learn about all sorts of places that they can explore possibilities, and I can help them figure out how they can go out and test drive their ideas. But, and this is a big but, the time period that it takes once you get out there and you start trying things out and you start talking with people and you learn about new possibilities, that can take months and even years. And, you know, your comment about it took you 6 years to figure it out, not unusual. So I don't want to discourage people, but I think you have to be realistic. These are big, important things, and they don't happen overnight, but the most important thing is spend some time thinking about it and then get out there and start trying things out, because when you're out there, that's when the conversations happen, that someone says to you, oh, I know of someone who's hiring, or did you ever think about, or I just heard about this training program. It doesn't happen when you're sitting in your house. And so you got to get out there, have those conversations, and that's when serendipity happens.
Well, all right, which brings me to another point here, and that is, when is the best time to start? Obviously, 6 years. Let's just take those 6 years. If those 6 years started when I was 50, instead of when I was 64, that would be better. So should people start thinking about this prior to retirement? I mean, it's a time when it's still working.
Right. So I think that what I usually advise people is a couple of years before retirement, there are some things that you can do to just start thinking about it. You're not going to make any decisions. But you can do things like you can sign up for my newsletter. You can take a look at sites like Next Avenue. Just, you know, you start reading these interesting articles, fun stories, keep a file, an idea file, and you know, you can spend 15 minutes a week on it. It's just to get your thoughts cooking. So that's step number one. I think also it's never too early to just begin to start to think about what you might like to do. Again, no decisions necessary. Just start the process thinking about it. And then when you start to get closer to retirement, you might want to pay more serious attention to it. But I am also certainly a big fan of people taking a couple of months off after they leave their job. Go have fun, recharge the batteries, get away from the old routine. A lot of times by doing that, it really allows you to just relax and open yourself up to new possibilities. So no decisions before, but start thinking about it.
Nothing there. So we're going to take a little bit of a break again, and it's unbelievable that we're going to get into the last session with some of the most important points that you need to take away from all this. Because guess what? Retirement's happening. We'll be back in a moment.
I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099.
800-384-7099. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765. 285-4765.
Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get smart about insurance before you buy. For information you can trust, contact your state insurance commissioner or visit insureyouonline.org. That's insure, the letter U, online.org.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earn. For help, visit DAV.org. A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Well, often on this show, Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, we talk about things that make us inappropriate for our age, but today we're talking about something very appropriate for our age, semi-retirement, rehirement, encore careers, going back into the world of work and contribution, work in its finest sense, even after we've retired. And we're speaking with the person who's really made a movement out of this, MyLifestyleCareer.com founder, Nancy Collamer. And she's also the author of Second Act Careers. You may have read some of her blogs, Next Avenue, and most of the folks who listen to our show, which is a show about successful aging, do read Next Avenue. It's the PBS blog on what I also call successful aging. And Nancy's also a blogger for Forbes and, like myself, for Bottom Line Personal. And if you go to her website, MyLifestyleCareer.com, you have an opportunity to sign up free of charge for a newsletter that will help you keep your thoughts cooking about your next life, your next stage of contribution to the world. You can also take a look at her ebook, which brings you through the thought processes and the steps to do what's necessary to get out there again. But, Nancy, I have watched people in my own office, as I explained to you during our little break, be very excited about retirement, actually come to us to plan their financial retirement. We know they're okay. And when they do their quarterly review, as you do with most financial advisors, they look lousy. They're in the dumps. It wasn't what they thought it was going to be. And they didn't do the pre-planning that you talked about in our last segment. How would they begin to really start thinking again about how to bring that mojo back into their life?
Yeah, such an important topic. And I think there are a number of things that you can do. And, you know, I would encourage them to start by downloading the ebook that I have about 25 questions to help you identify your ideal second act. And they're great questions. I always say to people, don't just, you know, write down your own answers, discuss them with people. They can make great dinner party questions. They can lead to all sorts of possibilities for folks. So you can start by doing that. And because this process really involves three key steps. The first thing is to just do some self-reflection and think about really two key questions. First, what do you want out of your life now in terms of your lifestyle? Are you looking to, you know, work 20 hours a week? Would you like to just be doing something interesting, you know, maybe work on writing a book or writing your memoirs? You need to think about those lifestyle questions. One of my favorite questions that I ask, I've just put together a course called Design Your Second Act. One of my favorite questions is, what's on your check-it list? We've all heard of a bucket list, but yep, what's on your checkit list? What are the things you are looking forward to no longer having to do? Because when you ask that, it actually illuminates what's important to you. So it's a question about lifestyle. The second piece of the self-reflection process is to really think about, you know, what do you enjoy doing? What lights you up? What gets you out of bed every day? What excites you? And it takes some time to figure that out because you've got a lot of years to look back on for that information. So that's the first part. And then the second part is you got to get out there and do some exploration and expand your world of possibilities. And as I said before, there are lots of options for people that they're not even aware of, but you won't know about them if you don't take the steps to explore them. And then the third step is to get out there and start to test things out. And as I mentioned in the earlier segment, that's really when it all comes together because you do have those conversations that lead to opportunities that you never knew about. So in any case, it is a three-step process. I talk about this a lot on my website. So I think start, though, with self-reflection and ask those key questions. It'll get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I have two comments on this. First of all, a learning curve. In my own life, the hardest thing was to start to do it. Once you start to do it, and it could be anything, I don't care if it's fixing your garden or if it's finding a next career, it becomes exponentially faster. Mm-hmm. Just the beginning, the self-reflection part and talking to other people, that takes a little effort to get it started, but it's like Newtonian. An object in motion tends to stay in motion. All of a sudden, the world tells you things. And the second and third parts of finding what's out there for you and making it happen actually comes faster. So don't despair. Get started. But the second thing, Nancy, is I told you I'm a gigger. I have a lot of different careers. And there's an entrepreneurial thinking that is necessary for that. So as I'm listening to you, interesting, I used to tell older people to read What Color Is Your Parachute, which is a career book for young people. As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking that I hope my 26-year-old and younger would go through what you're asking people.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.